Welcome to your GCSE Religious Studies Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving deep into one of the most important and relevant topics in your WJX Unit 1 exam, prejudice and discrimination. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final check before your exam, this episode will walk you through everything you need to know, the key concepts, the religious teachings, the real-world examples, the exam tips, and a quick-fire quiz at the end. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Section 1. Core concepts. What are prejudice and discrimination? Let's begin with the most fundamental distinction in this topic, and one that examiners specifically look for. Prejudice and discrimination are not the same thing, and you must be able to define them separately and clearly. Prejudice is an attitude. It is a preformed opinion or belief about a person or group, usually based on stereotypes rather than actual knowledge or experience. The key word here is attitude. It exists in the mind. You haven't done anything yet, you're just thinking it. Discrimination, on the other hand, is an action. It is when you treat someone unfairly based on a prejudiced attitude. So discrimination is prejudice put into practice. Think of it this way. Prejudice is the thought, discrimination is the deed. Here's a memory hook for you. P is for prejudice. P is for perception. D is for discrimination. D is for deed. Perception leads to deed. That's the relationship. Now, why does this distinction matter for your exam? Because in a 2-mark definition question, if you write prejudice is when you treat someone unfairly, you will lose marks. That's discrimination. Examiners are very specific about this boundary, and they will not award credit if you conflate the two. There are many types of prejudice and discrimination you need to know. Racism is prejudice or discrimination based on race or ethnicity. Sexism is based on gender. Religious discrimination is based on a person's faith or lack of faith. Ageism is based on age. Homophobia is based on sexual orientation. Disability discrimination is based on physical or mental impairment. In the UK, all of these are protected under the Equality Act 2010. This is a crucial piece of legislation for your exam. The Equality Act identifies 9 protected characteristics, including race, religion, sex, age, disability, and sexual orientation, and makes it illegal to discriminate against anyone on these grounds. You should be able to name this act and explain what it does. Section 2, Religious Teachings on Equality. Now let's look at what Christianity and Islam specifically teach about equality and why discrimination is wrong. This is where you earn your marks in the C&D questions. Starting with Christianity. The most important theological concept here is Imago Dei, a Latin phrase meaning made in the image of God. This comes from Genesis 1 verse 27, which states that God created human beings in his own image. If every person is made in God's image, then every person has inherent dignity and worth. To discriminate against someone is, in Christian thinking, to disrespect the image of God within them. This is a powerful theological argument against discrimination. The second key concept is agape, unconditional, selfless love. Jesus taught that Christians should love their neighbors as themselves. In the parable of the Good Samaritan, Jesus deliberately chose a Samaritan, a member of a despised ethnic group, as the hero of the story, challenging his Jewish audience to reconsider their racial prejudices. Agape means loving everyone, regardless of race, gender, or background. The most important scriptural reference for your exam is Galatians 3, verse 28, written by the Apostle Paul. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. This verse is gold for your exam. It explicitly states that in Christianity, racial, social, and gender distinctions are irrelevant. All are equal before God. Learn this quote. Write it accurately. Examiners will credit it. Now let's look at Islam. The central concept in Islam regarding equality is the Ummah, the global community of all Muslims. The idea of the Ummah teaches that all Muslims are brothers and sisters, regardless of nationality, ethnicity, or social status. This is a powerful anti-racist teaching. The key Quranic reference is Surah 49:13. O mankind, indeed, we have created you from male and female and made you peoples and tribes that you may know one another. Indeed, the most noble of you in the sight of Allah is the most righteous of you. This verse is remarkable. It acknowledges human diversity but insists that the only measure of a person's worth before God is their righteousness, not their race or tribe. The Prophet Muhammad's farewell sermon, delivered in 632 CE, is also crucial. He declared, "An Arab has no superiority over a non-Arab, nor does a non-Arab have any superiority over an Arab. A white person has no superiority over a black person, nor does a black person have any superiority over a white person. This is one of the earliest and most explicit anti-racist statements in world history. The concept of khalifa, stewardship, also supports equality. Muslims believe they are stewards of God's creation, which includes treating all people with justice and fairness. Section 3, key individuals. Let's talk about two individuals who are absolutely essential for this topic. First, Martin Luther King Jr. Born in 1929 in Atlanta, Georgia, King was a Baptist minister and civil rights leader who used his Christian faith as the foundation for his activism against racial discrimination in the United States. He led the Montgomery bus boycott in 1955 to 1956, organized the March on Washington in 1963, where he delivered his famous I Have a Dream speech, and was instrumental in the passing of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. King believed that racial segregation was a sin, a violation of the Christian principle that all people are made in the image of God. He was assassinated in 1968. For your exam, you need to be able to explain how his religious beliefs motivated his actions against discrimination. Second, Malala Yousafzai. Born in 1997 in Pakistan's Swat Valley, Malala is a Muslim activist for female education. The Taliban had banned girls from attending school in her region. In 2012, at the age of 15, she was shot in the head by a Taliban gunman on her school bus and survived. She went on to become the youngest ever Nobel Peace Prize laureate in 2014. Malala argues that Islam supports education for all, boys and girls equally, and that denying girls education is a form of gender discrimination that contradicts Islamic values. Her story is a powerful example of how religious conviction can drive resistance to discrimination. Section 4. The tension between religion and secular law. One of the most sophisticated areas of this topic, and one that appears in D questions, is the tension between religious freedom and secular law. This is where you can really demonstrate AO2 evaluation skills. Consider this scenario. A Christian bakery owner refuses to bake a cake with a pro-gay marriage message citing their religious beliefs. Is this religious freedom or illegal discrimination? The Equality Act 2010 says you cannot discriminate on grounds of sexual orientation. But the Human Rights Act 1998 protects freedom of religion. These two laws can appear to be in conflict. Some religious believers argue that their faith requires them to uphold certain moral teachings, and that forcing them to act against those teachings is itself a form of discrimination against their religious beliefs. Others argue that no religious belief can justify treating another person unequally under the law. For your D question, you need to present both sides of this argument. Use the farm structure for the statement, against the statement, religious and non-religious views, my conclusion. Your conclusion must be justified. Don't just say, I think both sides have a point. Make a decision and defend it with evidence. Section 5, exam tips and common mistakes. Now let's get into exam technique. This is where marks are won and lost. Common mistake number 1, conflating prejudice and discrimination. I've said it before and I'll say it again, they are not the same. In a 2-mark question, define them separately. Prejudice equals attitude. Discrimination equals action. Common mistake number 2, generic assertions without scriptural support. Writing God loves everyone will get you 0 marks in a C question. You need to say which God, in which tradition, and cite a specific teaching. Christians believe in agape, unconditional love, as taught in John 13, verse 34, where Jesus commands his disciples to love one another. That's the level of specificity examiners want. Common mistake number 3, one-sided D answers. If the question says discuss or do you agree, you must present multiple viewpoints. A one-sided answer cannot reach the top level of the mark scheme. For C questions, worth 8 marks, you need to explain 2 distinct religious teachings with separate paragraphs. Use PE structure, point, evidence, explanation. Start each paragraph with a clear point, support it with a specific quote or teaching, then explain how it applies to the question. For D questions, worth 12 marks, use farm, for, against, religious views, my conclusion. Spend roughly 3 marks worth of content on each section. Your conclusion should be a genuine evaluative judgment, not a summary. Time management. Allocate approximately 1 minute per mark. A 2-mark definition question should take 2 minutes maximum. A 12-mark essay should take around 12 to 15 minutes, including planning. Do not overwrite on short questions. You won't gain extra marks and you'll run out of time for the longer ones. Key terminology to use: imago Dei, agape, umma, khalifa, social justice, sanctity of life, Equality Act 2010, protected characteristics, positive discrimination, scapegoating. Using these terms signals to the examiner that you have genuine subject knowledge. Section 6, quickfire, recall quiz. Right, let's test what you've learned. I'll ask a question, pause the podcast, think of your answer, then press play to hear the correct response. Question 1, what is the difference between prejudice and discrimination? Pause now. Answer: prejudice is an attitude or belief held in the mind. Discrimination is an action carried out against a person based on that prejudiced attitude. Question 2. What does imago Dei mean and why is it important for this topic? Pause now. Answer: imago Dei is Latin for made in the image of God, from Genesis 1 verse 27. It means every human being has inherent dignity and worth, making discrimination a sin against God's creation. Question 3. Quote Galatians 3 verse 28 and explain its significance. Pause now. Answer: there is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. It shows Christianity teaches racial, social, and gender equality. Question 4. What is the umma and how does it oppose racism? Pause now. Answer: the umma is the global community of all Muslims. It teaches that all Muslims are equal, brothers and sisters, regardless of ethnicity, directly opposing racial discrimination. Question 5. Name one action Martin Luther King Jr. took against discrimination and explain how it was motivated by his Christian faith. Pause now. Answer: King led the Montgomery bus boycott from 1955 to 1956, protesting racial segregation on public buses. His Christian belief in imago Dei, that all people are made in God's image, meant he saw segregation as a sin. Section 7, summary and sign-off. Let's bring it all together. The key things to remember for your exam on prejudice and discrimination are these. 1. Always distinguish between prejudice, the attitude, and discrimination, the action. 2. Know your key scriptural references. Galatians 3 verse 28 for Christianity, Quran 49-13 for Islam. 3. Know your key theological concepts: imago Dei, agape, umma, khalifa. 4. Be able to discuss real individuals, Martin Luther King Jr. and Malala Yousafzai, and explain how their faith motivated their actions. 5. Know the Equality Act 2010 and be able to discuss the tension between religious freedom and anti-discrimination law. 6. In D questions, always use farm, for, against, religious views, my conclusion, and make a genuine evaluative judgment. 7. Use specific terminology throughout. Examiners reward precise subject language. You've got this. This topic is not just about passing an exam. It's about understanding one of the most important moral questions in human history, how we treat each other, and what our deepest values say about that. The religious traditions we've looked at today have been grappling with these questions for thousands of years, and their answers are still profoundly relevant today. Good luck in your exam. Keep revising, keep asking questions, and remember, every mark you earn is a mark you've worked for. Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode.